Unit 1, page 8. Listen to the lecture.
Good morning, students. I've come to talk to you today about the many possibilities that are open to you to make a difference in your community. I know that your day is filled with 100 different responsibilities and activities. School takes up a big chunk of your day, so by the time you get home, over half the day is gone. Then you most likely have homework, and maybe you do sports or have chores, such as watching your younger siblings. Maybe you take driving lessons, and you spend time on the phone and playing computer games. So obviously, you're all busy teenagers. But I think that after hearing the lecture today, you'll still find time to squeeze in one more important activity in your life. Let me ask you something. Do you notice the homeless guy on your way home from school? Or maybe you don't go to the park in your neighborhood anymore because it's so run down. Does graffiti bother you? Do you worry about crime or pollution? If any of this sounds familiar, you are a socially aware teenager, and life hasn't yet made you indifferent. You would probably like to change the world, but you feel insignificant and think to yourself, "How can I make a difference? I'm just one person." But if you do one small thing, and all of your friends each do one small thing, it all adds up to making the world a better place. I'm here to offer you the opportunity to be a significant part of improving the quality of life in your community. It's all about volunteering. It's really satisfying to do something for others. When you volunteer, you should enjoy what you are doing. So choose something that you know will be right for you. What do you like to do in your free time? Let's hear some suggestions.
I like to talk on the phone. I practically run my whole life on the phone.
Well, if talking on the phone is your pleasure, you can volunteer to take calls for a teen crisis hotline.
I like that idea.
Good. Someone else?
I love to play football.
Well, if you're good at sports, you can coach younger kids. How do you feel about that? I'm sure you'll find it very gratifying.
Actually, my little brother and his friends are always getting into trouble. I could get them involved in football.
And have fun at the same time. Who's an animal lover? You can volunteer at a local animal shelter. And if you're good at academics, such as math, English, science, or any other school subject, you can tutor someone who needs help.
How about me? I love little kids.
Well then, how about volunteering to help a family by babysitting for them? How's that for an idea? Do we have any readers?
Me. I'm a real bookworm. I love to read.
Great! Then you can volunteer to read to the blind or the elderly. Look, there are so many benefits to volunteering. In the first place, you are showing your community that you care by contributing to its well-being. You'll also feel trusted and appreciated, and you'll meet new people and gain life experience. You could discover hidden talents and maybe even a career for the future. You can also raise money for a cause that is important to your community. For instance, you can do all sorts of odd jobs, like washing cars, babysitting, having a bake sale, having a yard sale, washing dogs, decorating t-shirts and selling them, teaching computer skills, or walking your neighbor's dog. The money you make can be contributed to a charity, or used to help homeless families, or pay the bills for someone who has lost their job, buy school supplies for a needy child, or pay for someone to go to summer camp. The possibilities are endless, and each and every one of you can make a difference. I hope that you all leave today with a decision to do one thing to make the world a better place. Do we have a deal? Thanks for listening to me today.